Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have as my guest Robert Henderson, who is the author of the book Emotion and Healing in the Energy Body, a handbook of subtle energies in massage and yoga. Robert is a yoga massage therapist and energy worker, and I believe he's living in Austria, which means he's joining us a little later in the evening. Welcome, Robert. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Dr. Susan Kolb. And yes, it's my pleasure to join you. And indeed, I'm calling all the way from Vienna in Austria in the dark.
Great. Let me tell you something, Robert. The last time I was in Vienna, it was 3 days after Chernobyl.
Ooh, crikey. Ooh. Well, the good news is Vienna is a very slow-moving city, and it hasn't changed one bit since you were there last.
There was a whole bunch of construction there when I was there. I was amazed at all the construction. I guess it was in the 80s that I was in there, but it was a beautiful city.
It is. Well, I think the construction is finished because they had to get the city ready for Tom Cruise and Mission Impossible 4. I think all the construction was put away for that filmmaking.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to give the listening audience a little bit of your background and how you came to write your book?
Yes, and thank you very much for the opportunity. I am one of these people, and I hope there are not too many of my type around, that going through life after leaving school and doing university, nothing really worked out. I never fit into any job, and I could never really find my path or my way or anything like that. And I was just like hopscotching from one job to another, staying for like anything between 6 months or 2 years or anything like that. Life really wasn't working out. And I thought to myself, well, I really need to do something about this. And I was getting quite stressed about it. And at this stage, I was in my mid to late 30s. And a friend suggested, well, why don't you try yoga? And of course, I'd heard of yoga, and I just thought to myself, well, I mean, I will try anything. I'm just, and the idea of trying yoga was just, like other people, was just to relax, to get a little piece of calm of mind so I could maybe think things out straight. So I tried yoga, and I discovered that yoga wasn't necessarily, the right thing for me. But there was somebody else in the class who suggested that I should try something called Thai yoga massage. Mm-hmm. And I'd never heard of it at that stage. And I was very, very lucky that I was introduced to a very good teacher from Brussels, who had actually come over to where I was living at the time. And he was doing a little weekend workshop. And I tried it, and I really, really liked it. And I asked the guy, I said, at the time I was living in London, I said, do you know anybody who you could recommend as a teacher in London? And they said, yes, they gave me a couple of names. And so 15 years ago, I started off on this little journey called Thai yoga massage. And like anybody who does, Thai yoga massage, you go to Thailand to learn Thai yoga massage, just as much as if you're doing yoga, you go to India to do a pilgrimage. All the guys and girls who were doing Thai yoga massage, they go over to Thailand to do their pilgrimage. And when I was over in Thailand, I met somebody who specialized in energy work, something I'd never heard of before in my life. Mm-hmm. And she also did a little bit of a tarot card reading, which I enjoyed very much. And I went out to her just to have my, to have my tarot cards read. And she was going, ooh, this didn't work out very well, and ooh, that didn't work out very well. And I was going, yes, I know, but can you do anything to help me? And, a good, clever businesswoman that she is, she said, well, why don't you do a little bit of work with me? Let's do 3 afternoons work together and see if I can help you get to the bottom of the reason why things haven't worked out in your life. Mm-hmm. And she introduced me very slowly to something called energy work. And that literally, by working with her, I began to realize that, my body, like anybody else's body, acts a little bit like a computer. in as much as that it stores all the information that we have processed in our life. So it stores a lot of our, like all our emotional experiences and all our mental experiences and all our sexual experiences and all our spiritual experiences. It stores little fragments of all these experiences in our body. And depending on how nice or not so nice those experiences were, if we had lots and lots of nice, loving experiences in our life, then our body becomes very open and also very soft and very warm. But if we have had lots of unloving, not so nice experiences in our life, then our bodies just naturally go into self-protection mode. So they stiffen a little bit and they harden a little bit and they close a little bit. And I just realized that at the beginning, when I was working with my own teacher, I thought that all this information applied to only me because it was only me and my teacher. But through the years of doing massage with other people, I began to find patterns in other people's bodies when I was massaging them. And let's say somebody had a, you know, a cold area in their abdomen, and I was touching this area in somebody else or massaging this area in somebody else, I would suddenly, you know, just like automatically think, oh, hang on, I've had this experience in my own body. And in my life, it was connected to a problem I had with my parents. I wouldn't say anything to the other person that I was massaging. But then at the end of the massage, when we were having our little post-massage, like, you know, conversation about how things went, I would say...
You were talking about your post-massage discussion with your patient.
I would say to the person that I was with, I had a similar experience in my own body. And I found it was related to an experience I had with my parents going back many years ago. And then I would just ask, you know, does this resonate with you? You know, can you make any sense of that? And surprisingly, people would actually say yes. Mm-hmm. And so I found that over the, you know, as I massaged and worked with more and more people, that people's bodies were the same as my body. They they stored all their past experiences. And then I began to realize that certain experiences would have certain effects in the body. So then it made me more easily able to read people's emotional histories by the condition of their body. And because I had worked with my own teacher to release these issues from my own body, I understood the process of releasing issues from the bodies of my massage clients. And so that's what that was the way I began to work. And as I was massaging more and more people, I was getting more and more experiences and being like a very, very good student. I was just writing everything down in little books and on pieces of paper. And after 15 years of doing it, and after, like, you know, massaging thousands of people, I had enough information to write a book about it. And I just thought to myself, why not? It's almost like it's the natural process. I've started off learning massage. I do massage, I teach massage, and now just the next step along the way, it just felt like a natural thing, was to write about it. So I wrote, like, you know, a long manuscript of about 20 chapters, and then as you do, I came up with a little list of potential publishers, and I sent away little sample manuscripts and see if anybody would take the bite. And fortunately, Inner Traditions Publications in Vermont said yes. And then they took my manuscript, turned it into a wonderful book, and that's where I am today.
Well, that's great. I was very interested in how you related a lot of things in the extremities, like cold extremities or sticky extremities or moist extremities, to these emotional states. Would you like to go over that with the audience?
For sure. The kind of massage I do, I was first trained in Thai yoga massage. And if anybody has ever had, if anybody's ever received a Thai massage in their life, they will realize that it starts on the feet, as you say, on the extremities.
Right.
And I found that, like that, you know, a lot of people have, you know, cool feet. A lot of people complain that their feet are cold, although they're not really that cold. But then I began to find that some people have extremely cold feet, almost like ice. and they are very, very hard feed. And I discovered, you know, through working with my own energy teacher and myself, that if you have experienced a lot of certain emotions in your life, they will actually, those emotional energies, when they are stored in the body, they will make certain parts of the body go either cold or wet or sticky. And then I realized, and it took me years to work this out, but people who have very, very cold and hard feet, it's an indication that that person has sadly accumulated a lot of fearful experiences in their life. And a lot of their old fearful experiences, the energies of those fearful experiences are stored in their feet and in their calf muscles and in their lower abdomen and in the pelvic girdle. But where you first touch a person in massage, in Thai massage, is the feet. So the first indication that you have of somebody who may have had experienced a lot of fearful experiences in their life, they will have cold, very cold, hard feet. If the person has sticky feet, sticky energy is actually a sign of a little bit of insecurity. And this can be quite common in massage, because if you are a new client and a new therapist meeting together for the very first time, there's always a little bit of insecurity. Who is this guy? What's he going to be like? Is he any good? There's a little bit of insecurity. But people who are terribly insecure, their feet can be very, very sticky. Because somebody who is insecure in their life, when they find someone or something which makes them secure, they stick to it. It's very hard to pull an insecure person away from something which is secure. So stickiness is a sign of insecurity.
And then
normal feet are feet which are within normal body temperature. So they can be a little bit cool, a little bit warm, but the skin tends to be dry. And then some people who have a lot of female energy or yin energy, their feet tend to be wet. And that's quite normal. It might feel a little bit uncomfortable if your feet are always wet or sweaty. But if your feet are wet or sweaty and they are within normal body temperature range, it's just a sign that you have a lot of good, strong yin female energy in your body. And this is the way your body is showing you that. So at the feet, you can learn, you get little pieces of information about the person's overall health.
I wanted to ask you if you ever had the occasion to massage any of the concentration camp survivors.
I haven't. The only... It's very interesting that you say...
There aren't many left now. I mean, they're mostly gone, but, that would be extreme fear that would be in the body that would be hard to release. I would think it would be hard to release.
No, and I think you are right. The closest I have got, and it is only a couple of experiences that I've had since I've been here in Austria. I've been here only 4 years.
Right.
But I have massaged people who are, about my age. They're in their 50s, and their parents were actually involved, in the Nazi Party, and were involved in World War II. And they were doing nasty things to people. And massaging their children who have now grown up to be 50 years of age, you're right. Mm-hmm. You can get a ghost feeling, almost like a fingerprint of this old energy. And you're right. Within the person, there is a lot of tightness and blockage very close to the spine. And you can feel it. It's almost as if you can read it. It's coming from, because what happens when mama and papa join together to make you as their new loving child, not only do you take on some genetic makeup of your parents, but you also take on the energetic makeup of your parents. You just inherit your parents' emotional histories into your own body. So if there was cruelty, if there was cruelty in your family history, you will actually take on a little bit of that energy of cruelty into your own body. And it becomes like almost like subconscious cruelty. And it stays very close to your spine, especially in the lower half of your spine, towards lumbar vertebrae number 5 and into your sacrum. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very tight and very, very cold. And yes, I've experienced a little bit of that when I've massaged. I've had like not many clients, only 2 or 3, whose parents were involved with the Nazi party and who did like, you know, some unfavorable things to other people. And yes, you can feel it, and it's not pleasant at all.
Well, you know, the extremity experiences that you describe can be explained via the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system, especially the sympathetic nervous system, which controls sweating and temperature in the extremities. And we know that the emotional, the neuroendocrine axis, the emotions do affect the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. Do you have any idea how cruelty, which you're observing being a cold energy near the spine, might affect the either the person or the person's children or offspring in terms of physical ailments?
This is, this is a wonderful topic to open a discussion on. But it is an enormous can of worms, and it goes into directions which cannot scientifically be measured or verified. Because, yes, we inherit things, you know, from our parents, who inherit things from our grandparents, from their parents, our grandparents. Mm-hmm. And we hold them in our body on a subconscious level. But every now and again, something which is, you know, comes out of the blue can trigger and can cause us to react in a way that totally surprises us, can cause us to react which in a way which we would consider to be completely out of our normal character, but yet it is there. And it's just one of those things in life. We sometimes inherit good things, of course, but also some not so nice things from our ancestry. And they can cause us to do things. Some of them, and this is where it gets into the gray area of this cannot be proven scientifically. Some of the really nasty things, like if there was a lot of lovelessness or hatred in the family, in our family history, and if we carry a little bit of that, it also wraps very, very close to our spine, especially in the lower spine. From my experience, and it's completely unprovable, it causes scoliosis, and it causes twists in the pelvis, and it causes twists in the spine. Nobody will actually, anytime I would talk about this, people will just completely dismiss it because it is unproven and it is unprovable. It is just something I have found from my own experience. That if there has been a lot of very damaging energy running through your ancestry, let's say your grandfather beat your grandmother, okay, as a as an example, that's a very cruel energy, and your parents might not have it, but it a little bit gets passed into you. It gets passed in through your navel, it goes to your lower, the base of your spine, and then from your spine it works up and down your spine from lumbar vertebrae number 5. If it's very, very tight energy, it will actually cause your spine to twist and to turn. And I have found that sometimes when I'm releasing this inherited cruelty energy from the body of a client, they can actually feel releasing in their spine at the back of their neck and in the back of their head where they had felt a lot of pain and a lot of twisting. So the long answer to your question is that sometimes it can actually cause deep disturbances in the body. But I would never, I wouldn't actually go any further than that by giving any, you know, specific examples, because it leads into a lot of unprovenable territory.
Sure.
But yes, as some people say, like, you know, Albert Einstein and Nikola Tesla, they would say that everything is energy. and that bones, you know, that we have, and that, like, and illnesses that we have, they're just, you know, varieties and types of energy. So if you have a little bit of cruelty in your body, it can cause cruelty to your body, and your body will react, you know, it will, you know, get sick, or will twist, or will harden in its own way. Sadly.
Yeah, well,
that's
the way it is. I think that that's very true. And I think that, you know, a lot of unresolved emotional energy, especially negative emotional energy, is the basis of many, many diseases. And I think that, you know, the general spiritual understanding is that if you have an energy for seven generations in your family that is not able to be transmuted. But what I was saying was that in spiritual text and understanding, is that if an energy isn't transmuted for seven generations, it becomes genetic. In other words, it goes into the genetic code and then is transmitted that way. I guess that was in the Bible and other spiritual texts. So, you know, that's something that is very interesting, that this energy then eventually goes down and affects the genetic code.
Yeah, my own teacher in Thailand, as I said, my energy teacher, she said the same thing. She says, like, it goes back seven generations. That's a long way to go back through seven generations. I've just found from my own experience that I can go back three generations, but I cannot go back any further than three generations.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I'm not doing the full deal. I mean, I'm getting halfway through, but very interesting what you say about the seven generations, because my own teacher, she said the same thing as well. So if you're saying that, and if my teacher is saying that, well, then I accept that then as being wisdom.
Yeah, well, I think that there are different spiritual disciplines that, you know, there's all sorts of different texts that are very ancient, but that people have correlated what they're saying. And probably if the core basis of many different religions has certain information, it probably is true.
Yeah.
Because this stuff came through revelation rather than, you know, just third-dimensional scientific inquiry. And revelation tends to be pretty accurate. It's something that we're still not sure where it comes from, because we're pretty much in, you know, caught in the third dimension still. But I think soon we're gonna open up into a multidimensional reality in a big way, and we'll realize that all of this information is actually readily available, and the planet will change tremendously once that happens.
Fingers crossed. I really hope so. I mean, and I completely agree, and I support your idea that all this information, substantial amounts of wisdom, is easily available and openly available to people who follow some sort of spiritual discipline. And it can be either religious or non-religious. But
right.
I agree.
Yeah.
A lot of the information, it hasn't arrived since the 1960s. It hasn't actually come in, like, you know, with the New Agers, et cetera, et cetera. It's been around for thousands of years, thousands of years. And I think, you know, before some of the religions were formed, there were priests and healers and magicians.
Mm-hmm.
And those people they had access to this information, and they were using this information to bring enlightenment and healing to people. And then maybe out of parts of that, like, you know, some, you know, parts of religion were founded. But a lot of this information, it goes back, like, you know, tens of thousands of years. It's been around since dot.
Yeah, it really has. And you know, you and I followed similar paths in that, you know, we started out just not knowing very much about anything, but once we started doing massage and healing, we became more sensitive to the energies. Now I can run my hand over somebody's body, and based on what I'm feeling, I can see what's wrong with them. You know, I can actually pinpoint the area where they have the disease, because it's a different kind of energy. It feels like a, you know, kind of a harsh energy, like putting your hand in a electrical field that's not very healthy. And then now, you know, I can discern energy in all sorts of things. You know, I can walk into a room and know who's the highest energy person and who's the mm-hmm. lowest energy person. You know, it's like you can feel energy in all sorts of situations. If I'm a surgeon, so if I'm doing surgery and I can't find something, I can be guided to it through energetic, you know, information. So, you know, because sometimes we're looking for stuff that we can't find, and because it's not exactly where we think it is, but it's, you know, we can be guided yeah. to where it is, or say there's a nerve that's running where it shouldn't be, we can be warned that
yeah.
area needs to be avoided.
Yeah.
You know, you have to slow down and not go so fast with a knife or the Bovie or whatever. So if people would just, you know, do some sort of spiritual discipline, and like you said, it doesn't have to be religious, then they get a lot more information that is for their safety. I mean, it really is
yeah.
is a good idea to do spiritual practices, just because you'll end up being more protected and more guided, and you'll waste less time and you'll waste less money, and you won't go into relationships that are not going to be to your benefit. You know, you can avoid people because you can feel that their energy is pretty bad.
The important thing about the energy is that, for instance, you mentioned, like, you know, it can stop you walking into a bad relationship. There
yeah.
are some people out there who just happen to run in from one bad relationship into another bad relationship into
right.
another bad relationship. They have this pattern.
Right.
And they may seek help. And one of the ways that they would seek help is that they might go to, you know, a therapist, or maybe, like, you know, family constellation work or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And working with a trained professional, trained therapist, they can get an understanding of what the pattern is, and they can get an understanding of why they have the pattern. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you are freed from the pattern, because your body is still holding the pattern, and through body work you need to have your body also changed. And this is why something like, I don't know if you have the skills yourself, but if you are sensitive to picking up, you know, energy in people, and maybe you can see, like, you know, patterns of energy and patterns of behavior, you can suggest to people, yes, there's nothing wrong with doing a little bit of therapy once a week, you know, and sitting on the couch and talking about the past. But you need to support this with actually doing some body work, because your body is holding the cellular memory, or the neural, or the nervous energy. Your body is still holding that. And if you don't release the energy from your body, you will still subconsciously make the same mistakes again, although you are willing yourself with your mind not to make the same mistakes
right.
again.
That's true.
So the
yeah.
body, the body needs to be addressed always.
And if the body is not addressed, and energy comes into the body, like is coming in right now, people are
yeah.
developing really weird neurological symptoms. They're jerking. I had one of my friends jerking so bad he could hardly drive the car, and he went to
yeah.
a neurologist friend of mine, and they spent $10,000 on normal tests, and he came to me, and I just did a healing on him. I just moved some energy around,
nice.
And he was okay. You know, all he had was a blockage. And blockages make all sorts of weird neurological things happen. They can
yeah.
be, you know, numbness.
Yeah.
They can be jerking. They can be pain. They can be even paralysis. And all it is blocked energy within the chakra system. And
yeah.
and basically something like Thai massage or regular massage from an energy worker or a healer can remove the blockage. And then for a lot less money, you can get back to normal, and you won't have so much gadolinium poisoning or radiation or damage to your pocketbook, because these tests are extremely expensive.
They are indeed, you know. And it also
yeah,
sounds,
they really
it
are.
Also sounds, you know, from your own experience, that there's very little I can teach you, because You are both an energy worker, sensitive to energy, and you move energy around in people. Plus, you're a surgeon as well. So you've got two very important sets of skills, and I only have one set of skills. But it's really nice being able to speak with a medical professional, a surgeon, a doctor, because there are many doctors who will refuse to accept that there can be, as you say, blockages of energy in a body which can cause the person to spasm, jerk, or whatever it is, or convulse, or even go into a catatonic state if the blockage is extreme. But yet, from my experience, I have found that they can. But I can't talk to most, professionally trained medical doctors will completely dismiss that idea as being, because you can't prove it, you can't measure it scientifically, so they will dismiss it. So it's really nice to speak to a surgeon who has an idea of what energy can do to the body.
Well, thank you. What I found is that the really, really great surgeons, and I've had the honor of meeting many of the leaders in surgery, and the really, really great surgeons are very aware of energy. I had dinner with Dr. Kleinert, and he's like the father of hand surgery. And I said, Dr. Kleinert, each of the injuries of a finger has a spiritual meaning. I said, the thumb is will, the index finger is faith, the middle finger is self-love or self-image, the ring finger is money and material things, and the little finger is relationship and sex. And I said, when somebody injures their finger, they're working on that spiritual lesson. And he looks at me and you see his eyes go up in his head to think. And he goes, Susan, I think you're correct. So
that's really,
really
nice to hear.
Great surgeons know that it's energy.
Yeah.
And they know that there's spiritual lessons. And they know that people who are, able to, get the lesson from the injury, then they won't re-injure it and they'll heal properly. But if they don't get the lesson, then they can re-injure it or they can not heal properly.
Well, and I agree with that. And also, not wishing to do you out of any business or anything like that, but if you do work on yourself a little bit more on the spiritual level and a little bit more on the energetic level, you may find that you can use a spiritual pursuit to bring a lot of healing to your body, which you would normally tend to go to a doctor for and ask medication for, or maybe in the worst case scenario, need to have surgery for.
Yes, true. Well, my business is taking out defective breast implants, so it's not going to go away anytime soon.
No, I don't think so, no.
Because they're not going to quit putting them in anytime soon. So, and you can't get those out. You can't get those out with the spiritual work. that falls squarely in the third dimension.
it's funny that you're saying that, because it goes back to the point that you were saying earlier on, the hopeful idea that we will move, as a planet or as a race, we'll move into a more multidimensional, space, a more multidimensional, phase of our evolution. And I would love for this to happen, but at the same time, I see Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and I see the fascination with selfies and the fascination with me, and I'm going, which direction are we going in? Are we splitting? Is the top 5% going in the spiritual direction and the other 95% going in the opposite direction?
I think you're absolutely right. I think we are split.
I think it's split. Yeah, I think there is a split.
We are. Because the in the Bible it says the wheat will be separated from the chaff. And that means that there's a split. There is a split. And people are either spiraling upward or spiraling downward. And that's by nature a split. Well, listen, we're coming up on the end of our hour. Would you like to give your contact information?
I will keep it. I will keep it brief and I'll keep it to the point. I have a website out there, if anybody is interested, just to if they're curious and they want to know, what I look like, where I am, what I do. You can always look up my homepage, and that's Robert Henderson .info, I-N-F-O. Easy, and mm-hmm. that's all I will say. You know, there's no point in giving out any telephone number or anything like that because I'm way over on the other side of the pond, so it's too expensive to call. But yeah, look up my website. My website will have my contact information, and if anybody is curious, they can always drop me an email. And also, I have my book out as well, which came out in at the end of June, and you can get this on Amazon or in any of the good bookshops, like, you know, Barnes and Nobles and other places like that. It's called Emotion and Healing in the Energy Body. It's got a lovely dark blue cover, and it's a very, very nice read.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Robert. It's been a delightful discussion, and I enjoyed your book. I think you've made a lot of really good observations. I've had some of the same observations, although I think you've had a little bit better luck organizing them. You've organized them very well, and I would recommend your book to the listening audience.
Well, thank you very much indeed for your time, and thank you for the opportunity to come in, to come onto your show and to talk with you. I just, you know, I got a little bit miffed with all the technology dropouts. I hope the lovely editor will be able to take all those glitches away. But it has been a really pleasant and a really wonderful talk with you, and I thank you for your time and your invitation to come and talk to you today.
Well, thanks, Robert. Next week, we're going to be interviewing Donnie Yance, Adaptogens in Medical Herbalism, Elite Herbs and Natural Compounds for Mastering Stress, Aging, Chronic Disease, Cancer, and Healing. And then David Asprey will be on the 28th. Now, he's the producer of the movie Moldy. And as you know, I've been on Monsters Inside Me twice with mold and breast implants, so it'll be a great discussion about mold. And then Marilyn Kramer is on in December, Medical Intuitive Abilities and the Healing Power of Love. This is Dr. Susan Cobb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Please join us next week.